Hi, it's Elise.
And it's Hannah.
And this is episode 4 of Love Her, Leave Her Wild.
Woohoo!
Yeah, episode 4. What are we talking about today?
This one's hard because I feel like I still struggle. Friendship breakups.
Friendship breakups. They're worse.
They're worse than boyfriend breakups.
Yeah. 1,000,000%.
Like, oh,
I know.
Awful.
I know. I've been through my fair share.
Yeah.
Yours are closer though, in recent times than mine.
Yeah. Mine are fresh, raw, yeah. Still yeah. Traumatic.
Yeah. I feel you.
So this will be like a therapy session for me, really.
Oh, okay. So everybody, welcome to Hannah's therapy session.
With Elise.
Yeah,
this actually happens on the daily, I would say, with me and Elise.
It does.
Marcos. Not on the daily, but at least once a week.
3 times a week.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Some days it's every day. So one of, I guess, my first friendship breakups for me was when I was 19.
Hmm.
And that was it was my first time having a group of girlfriends. Other than that, like throughout school, I mean, I had a few really good girlfriends and one best friend since I was 10, who's still one of my best friends. But I'd never been like in a group of tight girlfriends until I was 19. And it was awful, awful. And they were not girls I grew up with. I met one of them at my work and she kind of like brought me into it. And one night they were like, "Hey, you should come over for pizza." And I was like, "Oh, okay. We're going to have a pizza and girls night." And I was like, "Okay, cool." So I go over there and then they have this like pizza intervention with me.
About yeah. What?
About like how I'm not a very good friend. Yeah. And I was like,
"I'm sorry, you?"
Yeah. Yeah. And it was actually okay. So I was 19 at the time. So I was still, and don't get me wrong, I'm still sensitive to this day, mm-hmm. but I was even more sensitive, you know, back then. And it was really because, so the girls were, one of the girls is dating this guy. And, you know, we kind of mixed groups. So the guys, you know, his friends and then her friends, and I got along with them really well. I wasn't flirtatious or anything like that. I had been friends with guys for so long. It's just easy for me to be friends with them.
Still to this day.
Still to this day. Yeah. So, they didn't like that. And they thought I was trying to like, what did they say? Something about being, I think I'm so cool. And then, you know, one that I had met at work, we had all decided to do like a grab bag for Christmas. And she had said like, "Oh, we should get each other something, you know, on the side or whatever." I was like, "Okay, cool." And then she told the girls that I said that. And then they're like, "That's not nice, Elise." And it was awful. I ended up crying and leaving. And I remember, and this doesn't really have anything to do with a friendship breakup, but I'm going to say it anyway. So like a few days after I was at work and I was sitting on the bench outside on my break and just kind of zoning out and thinking of anything, everything. And this older lady comes up to me and she goes, "Hey, I just wanted to tell you." And I'm like, "Yeah," I'm thinking, "I'm on my break, man. Leave me alone." And she's like, "Those girls are just jealous. You're better than that." And I was like, "How did you know?" And she's like, "I'm a psychic." Yeah. And I was like,
story.
Blown away. And so that's, but it helped me because I was like, yeah, you're right. I am awesome. And they were jealous. So that was my first friendship breakup. And I wasn't sad about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes friendship breakups, when you're outside of them, you eventually see that they are for the best. They still suck. if I'm being honest, I have always had trouble with friends. I remember I was new. Well, no, growing up, this is my first awful friendship experience. In elementary school, I had this girl that I was apparently best friend. She was actually pretty abusive. And the things my mom would tell me, like, that she, you know, noticed whenever we were hanging out, was she was actually like pretty physically abusive, to me, and like verbally, which bullying, whatever, you know, that was the thing. But, this is when my, like, I guess, realize that I too am very sensitive. And I take it on my responsibility when someone is upset and I feel like it's me and I've done something wrong. Even if I haven't. Mm-hmm. And it's a high stress anxiety trigger for me. And this girl was the first one that I just always walked on eggshells, like trying not to make her mad, even though I wasn't doing anything wrong and she had a lot going on in her life. I don't really remember how that friendship broke off. I think I was really young. I mean, elementary school, and my mom just kind of stepped in and was like, "Hey, you can't hang out with her anymore." I was like, "Oh, okay." And then found new friends. But I always had a really hard time with friends. I was very insecure. And now looking back, as I've been having a very insecure week as well, looking back, just insecure in friends and myself, and I think just a lot. I mean, I would have to recall all of my friendship trials and, you know, breakups or whatever, but a lot of them could have been because I was toxic and insecure and my self-narrative just kind of spewed out onto everybody else, which I don't really know how that started as a young child, but, you know, some people just don't. What I've learned, I guess, growing up and an adult now, some people just don't want to be part of that. It's too much for them. You know, they don't have this caring, genuine thing in them that makes them want to help people be better. Like Elise has. And I think just like, I guess now in my such old age, I've learned that I really did surround myself with people who, not in a sense weren't enough for me, but were just incapable of understanding the complex, like, depth I had in feelings, and whether that was trauma or, you know, an issue that needed to be talked through and worked out. I just never had friends like that like wanted to see you grow and like worked through hard things with you. It was like, if the hard thing was too hard, they were out. Mm-hmm. And that was all of my friends my whole life. How I gauge the type of friends I'm having is truly just by life experiences and the conversations that can be had and the growth that can be had even through the hard stuff. And it's like, I don't need a superficial, shallow someone who just fills space and time. Because essentially whether something bad happens or not, that leads to heartbreak and a friendship breakup because you're spending and creating all this time and memories together. And then there's nothing, they don't know you. And, you know, that's sad. And I feel like you and I, we've been friends for what, 2 years?
I think so.
Yeah. I've been divorced for 1 year. So yeah, about 2 years.
Yeah.
You know more about me than the longest friendship I've ever had of, like, I don't know, a long time. I've known her for years. And you know, like, I'm, you know, can talk to you more about stuff just because I guess our life and the shit we've gone through together. I mean, yeah. Friendship breakups suck. They're heartbreaking. I don't really know how to get through them other than surround yourself with people who, you know, maybe have gone through the same stuff that you have, that understand it and have depth and life experience, because that's what's going to get you through. is like those real lifelong deep connections.
Well, I mean, and I'll talk about how you and I have talked about this particular friendship breakup for you. And I've said to you before numerous times, and I've said before to you that I truly feel that when we go through changes in ourselves, we kind of project who mm-hmm. we are right now and who we want to be out into the world. And that is reflected in the people around us. And when friendship breakups happen, a lot of times that reflection isn't there anymore.
Pretty much everything I just rambled about, that's what I was trying to say.
Okay, cool. Yeah. We're on the same page.
So good job. And that was a synopsis of my very long breakup story. And I had to have these hard conversations in unsafe environments, which, you know, ripped everything out of my life and stripped me down to nothing. And then I started over.
Yeah. That's what happens.
So, yeah.
But I really do think that you started to grow as a person, and the reflection that you were seeing around you wasn't there in those girls anymore.
Yeah.
And they saw that too.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's important when you think about friendship breakups for anyone, you know, listening. It's just, if you're going through one, it's just because you're in a different place in life and, you know, they are not mirrors for you anymore.
Yeah. It takes the stress and the pressure off of thinking you did something wrong mm-hmm. and like something is your fault. It's not your fault. It's not their fault. It's just, you're a different person.
Yeah. It's life.
You don't mesh. I mean, you're not everyone's cup of tea and you're no longer your lifelong friend's cup of tea.
Yeah, exactly. That's just life. It's, I mean, I guess sometimes something happens. I mean, if you're sleeping with your best friend's husband, well, then that's not anything about your reflection.
That was not the case.
No, God, no. Sorry.
Let me just throw that out there.
No. But I'm just saying there are situations where you did do something, but in a situation like that, or where most people, you know.
Yeah. And I'm sure growing up, you know, I probably did said something stupid to somebody and it hurt their feelings and, you know, they just stopped being friends with me instead of talking about it and figuring it out. So, I mean, yeah,
exactly. And for me, I've had two other friendship breakups after my pizza intervention. One was, I was the toxic person, and she was a great friend, and she's still, I would assume she's still a great person. And it took me a long time to understand that I was the toxic person. And to this day, I mean, I still, if I ever ran into her, just apologize because I get it now. Because I was going through some really hard times and I probably was just leaning on her too much. And then there was another friend who, I felt really taken for granted. I was there for everything. And then, you know, the few times like big things were going on in my life, like having a child.
Yeah.
And, you know, that person wasn't there for me. And, I couldn't, after I had Felicity, I found my voice. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always been kind of assertive, but I'm a people pleaser as well. So after I had her, I found my voice and I was just like, you know what? This isn't cool anymore. I'm done.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't wish her ill will. I saw her at Target one time and we said hi, and it's not like it's a big bad thing. It was just something I realized, like, wow, I was giving so much to this person who was not giving even half of it back. But the biggest thing for me, I think, are my friendship breakups with guys.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever had it. No. Yeah, I had one. Still makes me sad.
Yeah. Well, mine, there wasn't anything like that specifically happen, because I think when you're friends with a bunch of single guys, they're kind of getting at least their emotional needs met. And but then real girlfriends happen. And it's either befriend the girlfriend or it's you're just not friends, especially when they get married.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. And that's okay. I mean, it's sad. It is sad. Yeah. And like I said, unless you're really good friends with who they choose to marry, then that's just going to fade away.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that was hard for me to learn because I did have so many guy friends.
Yeah.
And then I didn't for a very long time. I haven't had really any guy friends for a long time.
Elise, every guy you match with becomes your friend.
Okay. I said for a long time until now.
You have a lot of guy friends right now.
I do have a lot of guy friends right now. But I also know that we'll probably not be friends forever.
Yeah.
You know, and now that I'm older and I've experienced all that, I know what I have getting into it. It's not like they're.
I mean, I don't think that you couldn't be friends forever, because I think of Bronco and I, like, oh, love that man. He's my best friend till the day that I die. But we don't, you're not as close anymore. You know, like, you can still be friends and I can call him whenever I need anything, but
it also depends on, you know, whether the girl they're with is secure enough.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, and not a lot, but some women just are not.
Yeah.
So the guy friends I have now, you know, I know that it's not going to be a forever thing. And that's okay. I think, you know, sometimes friendships just run their course, and, not, like I said, now that I know how it kind of goes, you know, I just kind of, you know, like how it is right now and, you know, hope they do find their person. So let's talk about healthy friendships.
What's that look like? Just kidding. I only have one friend and that's you. So, that's how I like it.
I have a good group of girlfriends that I've had for a very long time.
Oh, don't I know it? Just kidding. We'll be talking. I'm like, Mommy, you're my only friend. She's like, yeah, I have this friend and this friend. And this
friend. Do not see it like that. Okay.
I'm just kidding. It's because you're 40, so you have, you know, better friends than I do.
They're all, you know, I want to say 95% of them are social workers, so that helps too.
Yeah.
You know, but we've been through some stuff. I mean, they were around when I was the toxic friend, and they're still here. And, you know, I'm no longer the toxic friend. It was a short, brief time in my life, and that's okay. But so having a healthy friendship, I think, is just like having a healthy relationship, and it's communication.
Yeah.
You know, and being able to talk about your feelings with someone, especially if they've hurt you or, made you angry. But let me say, and I always say this to you, I say this to everyone, anger is the easiest emotion to feel, and there's usually underlying feelings. So if I say I'm angry, it's usually because I'm hurt or sad or disappointed. So I think it's really important to, you know, if I have an issue with Hannah, we've had a few come up in the past couple of years.
You've been through, our friendship literally started at the worst time of my life, where I was at the like end of breaking off this toxic person and then trying to figure out who the hell I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of brunt of that, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah. I very well could have been like, this girl too toxic for me.
Yeah. I mean, I was.
You were.
I feel like to you, you were that friend you were just talking about that, like, I leaned so much on you because I literally had no one. But thankfully, you're like my mom. So you stuck around.
I did stick. I'm pretty unconditional for the most part. Unless, you know, someone sleeps with my husband or murders someone I love, I'm going to stick around.
Yeah.
But, you know, I brought up to you a few times, like, okay, you know, what I do usually for me, and it helps for me, if I'm upset about something, I like to think about it for a little bit myself and try to understand why I'm upset. So, you know, so that way I know if it's just me interpreting it in a certain way, and sometimes it is, and then sometimes you'll never know.
Yeah.
Because I've decided that was my own shit. And so we all have, and I always say this too, we all have filters in front of us, and our filters are made up of past experiences, past trauma, past relationships, all of it. It's a filter that's in front of us. And when someone is talking to us, it goes through that filter to us. So I have to make sure to remove that filter and see where that landed, because a lot of times a person can say something to you completely innocently, and then you're upset. So that's what I do. I usually sit and think about it a little bit and think, okay, is this something that's just my shit, or is it something that, you know, would actually hurt me? So when the times that, you know, you and I have had anything, I've done that. And then I would, by the time I'm ready to talk to you, I'm pretty calm, I would say, with you.
Which you've learned that I do not receive aggressiveness at all.
Mm-hmm. And let me just say, it's not aggressive. It's more my assertive tone sometimes. I don't know that I've ever been.
You get pretty angry when you're mad about something.
Yeah.
So I mean, sometimes I do. When you're angry, you know, you take your time to
I do the claps. One of my friends, Shell, she always gets the claps from me because she pisses me off the most. I love her. I love you, Shell. She listens to all my podcasts. Love you. But we've gotten in some doozies where she hears me clapping in the background, and it's like, oh shit, I hear you clapping. You know, I call them my ratchet hands, and, you know, but for the most part, I would say 90% of the time I'm coming logically into it.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, just say, you know, I thought about this and this has nothing to do with, you know, I love you and I'm still going to be your friend. I just, you know, wanted to say, when you said this or did this, it hurt me. And I think it's really important to do that, you know, because if you keep it all inside, it builds resentment. The other person doesn't know. Another person doesn't know what's going on, and maybe they continue to do it, and then you continue to get more and more upset. What's the point? Your friend is someone you should be able to tell how you're feeling.
Yeah.
And if you can't tell your friend how you're feeling, they're not a friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I know you've had to work through a lot of that situation, because there have been a couple of times where I've come to you and
me, which
like, there's been a few times where I've come to you
and told me that I hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So my problem that I'm learning with communication and myself and my own anxiety and just friendship trauma, is that I, in general in life with anybody, I run every scenario and conversation through my head multiple times so that I know that if I say this, it could possibly come out this way and sound this way to them because of this. And I try to make sure that never happens, because I truthfully do not like hurting someone. Even if it's unintentional, like right. It breaks my heart and I feel awful. Like I should just crawl in a hole and die because I love this person so much. And the fact that I could say this and hurt them destroys me. So because of that, I run everything I say or do totally a million different ways, knowing what I know about that person and like how a certain trigger of theirs might be, you know, brought up and it could be perceived this way or vice versa, whatever. Before I say something. And there have been times with you where I've sat there and I've thought like, okay, say it this way, don't say it this way, say this, but don't say this, and it's going to come out fine. And then I'll say something and you were hurt by something that I could not predict, and I am pissed. And it comes off that I'm pissed at you, but I'm just pissed at myself. And then it becomes about me because I'm so mad that I could not stop this from happening when you're just trying to tell me that I hurt you, but I'm so mad, like so mad at myself that I'm going to like blow up. So we've had a few of those.
Yeah. The last one I think was the worst.
Yeah. But I mean, there was so much shit going on too. But yeah, that was a bad one. And I sound and I look crazy. And it's not that I don't care about how you're feeling. It's like, I'm literally heartbroken that I could make someone feel that way. Someone that I love so much and means the world to me, that, and then I go through this whole like, okay, but I've done all of this stuff. And I was like, is that negated? And you don't even care about that. And all of a sudden, like this thing takes the forefront of our relationship, and you can't tell yourself that like, I wouldn't actually, and it's this whole toxic thing that I run through in my head, when really the reality of what's being presented to me is that you love me and our friendship so much, you don't want to sit in this silently and be hurt. So you're going to talk to me about it so that we can talk about it and I don't do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But when it first happens, I don't see it that way. I see it as like, fuck, I fucked up. I really can't lose this person. I've made her mad and now she's going to leave. And I could not predict that this was going to happen, even though I tried to stop it before I even said anything. Which really comes down to having shitty friends my whole life and them, you know, just up and leaving and no one ever being mature enough to talk about it and come to me and be like, hey, this happened. I'm hurt. Let's talk about it. It's like, they just disappear from my life with no word ever again. And I'm just like, holy shit, what did I do?
Mm-hmm.
When really, maybe sometimes I never did anything. And then other times, maybe I did. And if they would just come to me, I could have been like, listen, that's not at all what happened. And the first time this actually happened was with, other than you, but this friendship that, you know, fell out because of the divorce, because she's closer to, you know, okay, I'll just, names is fine. Egg, if you're listening to this, I love you. It was Brian's sister's best friend who became like a best friend to me. And her and I were very similar through a lot of the years. And like, we were both very immature and we were both very emotional and sensitive. And she would probably say she was toxic too. And so we're both people pleasers. So we never want to hurt anyone's feelings. And so when our friendship fell out with the divorce, let alone because, you know, her, I don't want to say responsibility, but like loyalty is to her best friend who is my ex-sister-in-law. So that, you know, there had to be boundaries there, but we eventually reconnected. And she came over and we talked it all out. And it was like, she was able to tell me, I heard this happened. I felt this way. I perceived it this way. I filtered it this way, which made me think this and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, if you would have literally just come to me, we could have talked about that. And that's not at all what happened. Which, you know, now it's been a year or whatever. And we've been able to talk through some stuff and have like hard mature. I cried. She cried, you know, like we missed each other. We knew that our relationship would never be the same, but we still love each other. And there's boundaries now. And that's another thing with boundaries, like in friends, is like, sometimes you just have to establish those boundaries emotionally when the two people aren't, I guess, at the same page. And if you still want to be friends, then you have to have that, like, you know, conversation about what is acceptable to each other that isn't going to hurt the other person, if you're still going to be friends. And I just never really had that until literally like the last year or two of my life, where like that hard stuff had to be talked about. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, with you, it's just, I mean, I'm thankful for you that you stuck around when I, you know, you very much could have been like, fuck this girl, she is crazy. She is a lot and too much to handle. And yeah, but you didn't. So thank you.
You're welcome. But yeah, I think, just, having that communication and again, I always say, like, pause and think. And first of all, remind yourself, if you're angry, it's because of something else. You're not angry, you're hurt, you're sad, you're disappointed. And then try to figure out if it's your shit and your self-talk, you know, and whatever you're saying to yourself, or is it actually some kind of action that you need to, you know, talk about with them,
you know?
Yeah. So stop blaming yourself. And I'm telling you, the listeners, stop blaming yourself for everything. Like, you have to give yourself some damn grace.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're not all perfect. We're not. Just give yourself grace. That's all I'm saying is, you know, it's not always all your fault.
And I think a huge important part in friendships or relationships, really, when you communication, is knowing your own, like, I guess triggers would be the word, but also like exactly what you need so that, you know, the hard times don't blow up into huge things. And with you, I knew that I had to tell you, like, I need you when there's an issue presented to come to me calmly because of my own issues and triggers. Any anger or like loudness, I recoil and I can't hear it. And, you know, so it's huge on your part or my part to be able to express that, but also huge on your part to be able to hear that, understand it, and then apply it, even though that's not how you are.
Which you just told me today, like,
was it yesterday?
Yeah, it was yesterday where you were having a bad day. And of course I come up like, nope, well, blah, 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 you know, and then you're like, I understand and I agree with you and I don't want to do it. I can't do a pep talk right now. And I'm like, okay, sorry, you're sad. But you know, that's what she needs. That's what she needs. And, you know, I can change those things. And that's what you do with friends. Like, if she never told me that, then I would have pep talked her to death.
And I would have been like, what the fuck is her problem? Like, I'm sad. Let me be sad. And then you wouldn't know that I just wanted to be sad.
Yeah, exactly. So here I am like, what the hell? Snap out of it. Like, you know, this is what you're thinking. And this is how we need to approach it. And you don't want that proactive release.
Yeah. I mean, I do 90% of the time.
Yeah. But that day you didn't.
No.
And you told me that. And you said, Elise, I love you, but I don't want a pep talk.
Yeah. And it was more like, cause I know you get irritated when people just complain about their issues and they don't want to fix them.
I do. I get really irritated.
Yeah. And I was just like, listen, I'm going to fix it. It's not going to be today. So don't get irritated with me that like, I'm still going to sit here and cry in bed all day because that's just what I want to do.
Yeah. And which there, like, isn't a problem with that.
Yeah.
But that's just who I am to myself. And I had this issue in my own life, actually, which is funny. I've never met someone like me ever. I met someone like me. And if that person did not, I was joking about, he was doing P90X. Okay. And I told him like, oh no, not these 40-year-old bones. And then he proceeds to be like, you can still do it. Like pep talking me into it. And I had just been joking and I was just like, oh my God, this is how I sound.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah. Not that I was like mad, but I was just like, I was just kidding. But then I thought to myself, like, holy shit, I am this to my friends.
Yeah.
That was a real big eye opener.
Or like today when I was like being insecure and you're like, you need to stop being so insecure. I'm like, I know. Okay. But sometimes I'm just going to be insecure and I'm going to talk it out. And then, you know, tomorrow I'll wake up a badass bitch or I won't. I don't know.
But here's the difference. So this is the difference. When you're insecure, then you make choices.
I do. Yes, that is true.
And this is what I don't want you to do.
You're right.
So you can feel insecure, but Hannah likes to work off emotion.
That's true.
So that's
that true.
That's the only reason I want you to be like, okay, let's think this through, because, and I even told you, I'm going to start telling you opposite. So you just do opposite, you know, because sometimes you're just like, I just did it. I did it. I'm like, why? Why?
Yeah. Yeah. My mom called me a hard way, Hannah.
Yeah. I see it, because ultimately your friend should be the person that lets you vomit all of the words out so they can come to their own conclusions.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what I try to do. And then after you come to your own conclusions, I try to ask the right questions for you to get to that conclusion.
Yeah.
And then you answer them yourself. And then I come up with a plan.
Yeah, it's true. I feel like I should just cancel my therapy. And
he's really good. Okay. Well, I think in the end, friendship breakups happen. So we will meet at the next one where we talk about sex. So you can tell which one of us is 40 and which one of us is 28.
Take me to Funky Town.
Yeah. So we're going to have a guest on that episode. It's going to be really exciting. It's going to be our first guest.
Woohoo.
Yeah. So, and we are sponsored by Dear Mom, the nonprofit. Go give them some love on Instagram and Facebook. They support mothers of kids with Down syndrome. We're supported by Rose and Grace. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram. We're sponsored by the book, the upcoming book, Love Her, Leave Her Wild by me, and the organization Never Alone at North. You can go over and please give them some love on Instagram. They are doing amazing things for teens at that school that they hope other programs will pop up in their schools too. So until we meet again, bye y'all.
Bye.